to give someone a start 90 seconds and concede a goal, you're always up against it. And then we concede just after 10, 15 minutes, we're 2-0 down. Very difficult. And I'd say, but you've got to give credit to Southend. I thought they came here to do today. They had a game plan, they went long, we couldn't cope with it, and we conceded four very poor goals. But as I say, we need to realise where we are, and we need to make sure that this doesn't happen again, because I've just spoken to players about it. I spoke before it that it was going to be a tough game, and as I say, I'm disappointed. I'm sure all the fans, I'm disappointed for them and all, because they've been fantastic. To come here and get beat 4-0 is it's not acceptable.
That's the messaging that they've had. I mean, I've had some such good performances and good results here, but it's far from job done, and it's getting that message, you know, to keep it on the players about that.
Yeah, of course, as we spoke about it before, spoke about it at half time, and then we come out in the second half, and I say one mistake again, one ball over the top, we don't deal with, and we're 3-0 down, the game's finished. And then I say we're trying to push forward, and as I say, we get nothing. Southend just sat deep. Fair play to them, and then they hit us in the counter attack with long balls, and we couldn't cope with it.
Do you think we disappointed? We lost, seemed to lose a physical battle as well out there today, didn't we? Big strong side, them, aren't they? We
yeah.
Didn't really cope with that.
That's what I say to the players, that the things that we were doing well in December, the tracking back, getting your body in, making it hard for teams, and I just think today we didn't do it. Southend didn't let us do it, as you said, and I thought we struggled with the physicality, and as I said, they nullified their threat going forward, and they said every time they got it, just put a ball over the back of the back four, and it was just a lot every time they went forward.
Is this a result and performance that has surprised you? I mean, working on the training ground has been a lot more positive, hasn't it? And the results have been better. I know we lost at Barnsley last week, but did you not see this coming because of the work the players have been putting in?
Yeah, I think it's you're at a stage where we got back to. We won a few games in December. We had a tough game last week at Barnsley again, and then today, our home form's got to make sure that we pick up points. And I was disappointed with that. Players have been given the effort, given everything, they've been given instruction, and sometimes things go wrong. Other teams, you've got to say credit to Southend. They came, they nullified what we're going to do with our attacking players. And as I said, and they've got quite strong players up front, and every time they got it, they went forward, and we, as I said, we just couldn't cope with it.
How worried are you that we can't seem to get a result when we go behind in a game? Can't seem to come back in matches. Is it something that preys on your mind, or not too much?
No, because to go behind in 90 seconds, I think just is, for me, is schoolboy stuff. It should be dealt with. But after that, then we score a second goal, and it says at half time, if we go and we try and score a goal and get a crowd behind us, then we've got a chance. And then it says within 6 minutes you're 3-0 down. So it's very difficult. The fans become edgy and nervous, the players do, and as I say, it's a game we need to put behind us quite quickly and then move on for next week.
Yeah, because we've had such optimism around here, haven't we? 4 straight wins without conceding, suddenly the crowd, it's suddenly that negative mindset sets in again. It can do quite quickly, can't it? It's important to get away from that again now.
Yeah, of course it is. It's a case where the defenders have been doing well, the team's been doing well. We just can't blame defenders. Everybody was doing their bit, and I spoke to players after the game, and the things that we were doing well, to go that extra inch for your friend and your mate, and make sure that we don't concede territory, we make sure we stop the ball going forward. We didn't do it today, and that's what happened. We get beat 4-0.
We tempted to maybe start with Conor Wood more natural left back at left back today, rather than move a centre back there. What was you thinking with that?
No, just think Nat and Narayan and Anthony and Paul Cards are 4 experienced players. I don't think playing Conor Wood at left back would have changed much in the game.
Right.
It's other players. We went with the strongest side that I thought was going to get a performance. We knew they've got a threat for aerial and set plays. They'd brought in 3 or 4 new players who are big and strong and powerful, and we needed to match their physicality from set plays. But I don't think Conor Wood, and no disrespect to Conor, would have changed anything, but it's the other players that we had to get in the final third, and I just thought today we were lacking that wee bit.
Just fine margin as well, though, isn't it? I mean, we have that chance there. Could be 2-1. Keeper makes a great save. Within 2 minutes, it's 3-0 down the other end. When you're struggling for, you know, in the league position we're in, that things like that go against us, don't they?
Yeah, well, I think if you get that one, then obviously Nat's had a free header. Hope McPants had a chance, but you've got to score. When it's 2-0, you have to score. And as I said, if we'd have got a goal, we'd have probably maybe get something out of the game, but if you don't, then that's what happens. You got the other end and you concede a very poor third goal.
Good news this week, obviously the loan guys all sticking around for the rest of the season, that's been talked about this week, but you've brought Jermaine Anderson in, a bit of a glimpse of him the last few minutes. What other business are you hoping to do now in the next couple of weeks?
I think everybody knows we're light up front, we need to get another striker in, and we probably need to get another wide player, and probably another centre midfielder with a bit of experience, because I think today you've seen it, we lack a wee bit of discipline, we lack a wee bit of, not so much discipline, I just think to control the game. I just thought we even at 2-0, 3-0, we're still trying to score goals.
Are you close to getting any of those players in? Or?
Yeah, we spoke to a few players, and as I say, it's always difficult to get them done because other clubs are waiting on maybe a settlement to leave or a loan signing, and other managers will make sure they get players in before they let players out. So we've been working hard over the last few weeks, myself and Julian, to try and get to make sure we kept Lewis O'Brien and Jack Payne and George and David Ball. So these things we need to work hard on, and these things today is just one of these games we need to make sure that doesn't happen again.
And you asked for a response after Barnsley, you haven't got it, so desperate to get that response now at Burton next week.
Yeah, we have to. We know we have to do better. We have to do things that we have been doing, setting balls, making sure we go with runners, tracking runners, make sure we're hard to beat. And I just thought today it was too easy for Southend, and I'd say it's credit to them, they've left with 3 points, and I'm disappointed we beat 4-0. I'm disappointed with performance.